As the Pennsylvania primary approaches, the two Democratic presidential candidates are making direct appeals to African-American voters. Bernie Sanders is working to introduce himself. Hillary Clinton seeks to consolidate and strengthen long-standing ties to the community. WHYY's Dave Davies reports.
This week, the Clinton campaign began running a new TV ad in Philadelphia and markets throughout Pennsylvania, featuring a familiar and respected voice.
She says their names.
Trayvon Martin. Shot to death.
Don Trey Hamilton.
Unarmed.
Sandra Bland.
Did nothing wrong.
And makes their mother's fight for justice her own.
Yes, that's Morgan Freeman, with a voice so authoritative he's been cast as God on film. He finishes the ad by saying, "She always stood with us." Democratic strategist Mark Nevin says Bill Clinton was beloved in the state's African American community in the 90s, and that extended to Hillary when she pursued her own ambitions.
Even in 2008, running against Barack Obama, she had the endorsement of African American leaders in the state.
Black voters' affection for Clinton is reflected in a Franklin and Marshall poll that found Clinton leading Sanders by 51 percentage points. But Sanders is determined to compete. When he visited Philadelphia for a mass rally at Temple last week, his campaign added a second event for the afternoon.
Senator Sanders, we want to welcome you to Philadelphia. I'm going to welcome you to Telling Temple.
Sanders met with a mostly African-American crowd at the historic Tendley Temple United Methodist Church in South Philadelphia, and he made a point to address concerns of black voters, including police brutality, education, and jobs.
51% unemployed or underemployed. We should be investing in those kids in jobs and education, not jails and incarceration.
It wasn't a huge crowd, and Sanders is not getting much public support from black elected leaders here, but his campaign has a TV ad produced by Spike Lee.
People of color have a deeply vested interest in what Bernie Sanders brings to us in this election.
That's actor and civil rights activist Harry Belafonte, who hands off to the daughter of Eric Garner, who died after New York police officers put him in a chokehold. Garner's words, "I can't breathe," as caught on video, became a rallying cry for protests against police brutality. The Clinton campaign is responding with a new radio ad on gun violence, which says her Democratic opponent has voted repeatedly against background checks. The Pennsylvania primary is a week from Tuesday. Dave Davies, WHYY News.